Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It is Wednesday night. It is 8:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie. Miss Callie, we've got a packed show tonight.
Yes, we do. More so than normal. And you know what? I am perfectly good with that because this is going to be some fun, interesting conversations. First half of our show, we've got none other than the current Northern Wrestling Federation CEO and apparently now owner, Nate the Snake Pelley.
A very smart businessman.
I'll give credit where credit's due. That was one way to go about what he did, and it was very. I can't say that I'm pleased, but that was the smartest way to go about it because he learned from everybody else's mistakes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado,
please welcome to the show, Nate the Snake Pelley.
Hello?
Mr. Pelley.
Okay, we seem to be having some issues.
Mr. Pelley is going to be joining us shortly, and we're going to discuss this past Saturday's epic, spooktacular event at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, which, let me tell you, that was action-packed, front to back, side to side, beginning to end, any way you look at it. Ace Diamond, you were sitting there front row. You saw how things broke down throughout the night. And let me tell you, there were some huge, huge matches. And I mean, some of those are going to be contenders for Match of the Year. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. That was some epic action this past Saturday night. And like you said, some of those matches are going to be Match of the Year contenders. That Halloween Massacre tag team match, however, that was just on a whole other level.
Oh, absolutely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. And it was just wow. That's all I can say.
I mean, I was watching the action in one direction, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see action coming from a different direction. It was, it was a spectacular spooktacular.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that was a great match. I don't think there was a bad match all night.
No, there wasn't anything that I would have ever called a bad match in that show. Because, honestly, and this may be me being slightly biased, but I don't think I've ever seen a bad match out of the NWF. And I don't expect to ever see one out of the NWF. So, I mean, there's no other way to say that. There's a reason we are the first, the last, and the best. Because guess what? November 17th, it will be our 23-year anniversary. What other promotion in the tri-state area can say they have run consecutively, year in, year out, for 23 years?
None.
Exactly.
Absolutely none. And that's why the NWF gets my money at least once a month every month.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. What else can you say other than they put out the most consistent, best product there is?
Absolutely.
We've got people that come in from other companies, and I mean, that is a treat to our fans. But one of our guests last week made the comment. They actually enjoyed that show we did at Bone Crushers. In the dark, lit by cell phones, what other company would do that?
None that I can think of. And yeah, I heard that comment, and you know, I was amazed at how much, because I'm not honestly sure that I would have enjoyed something like that, but if it was put on by the NWF, I would have.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no better way to say that. Because the NWF is just that. They are the best promotion around. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, help me welcome our first guest, none other than Hollywood Adam Swayze.
Okay. Mr. Swayze.
Ace, good to talk to you again. Kelly, it's unfortunate that I can hear your voice. I hate it, honestly. Ace, tell me, you doing all right?
I'm doing wonderful, my friend.
Good. I'm glad. Kelly, I don't really care how you're doing.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you too, Swayze. But let's discuss Fairfield for a moment, because you were there. It was spectacular, and it was an absolute sight to behold. I mean, I'll even give you credit where credit's
right?
due. It was. It was a very spectacular spooktacular. But let's rattle off a couple of these matches. You had, and I mean, it opened the show, and it just tells you the kind of talent the NWF has when you open the show with none other than David Tyler, who represents the Protected Ones, taking on the Star Rider.
Ooh, I like that Star Rider guy. I don't know why he's got to wear the mask all the time. Kind of looks stupid to me, but I mean that's probably just because I'm Hollywood. But David Tyler, you know how close he was to picking up that victory? I mean, Kelly, did you see it? David Tyler was seconds away from taking Star Rider's head off. Hopefully that mask went off with it. And then Star Rider has to sneak in a victory. And he rolled him up. He gave him a schoolboy. Probably grabbed the tights because he's a cheater. And that's how he beat David Tyler, because no one beats David Tyler.
Star Rider would never cheat. And I have the perfect view of that. He did not have the tights.
I mean, I wasn't necessarily in the building. I was currently in my trailer, you know, being prepped for my match later that night, where I defended the Tri-State Championship. And, you know, so I didn't get the best view of it. But I do know David Tyler, and I know that he would not cheat. I know that he plays fair. And I know Star Rider. I've been in the ring with Star Rider, and I know for a fact he's cheated. He's cheated against me before.
What in the world are you smoking that you think David Tyler doesn't cheat?
Name one time he's cheated. You
How
can't.
About every chance he gets?
Thank you.
You are absolutely impossible. You know that? You are absolutely impossible.
I am absolutely impossible to beat and take this Tri-State title away from me. Yes, I do know that.
if I can interject my two cents here.
Absolutely,
I have
Ace,
to agree.
I would much rather talk to you.
I have to agree with Mr. Swayze. It's not cheating if you don't get caught. And when you do get caught, it's using all available resources. I had this conversation with the people that I was sitting with at the show, and we all were all in agreement. It is not cheating. It is using all available resources.
Exactly.
For the life of me, I really don't know where you two get your logic, but that's beside the point. Let's move on. We had a huge 8-man scramble match where we saw the return of none other than the Swinger, Jerry Fitzgerald, who actually came out victorious against. I mean, he's not victorious over people like Christopher Michael Lotus, Justin Lane, Mr. Reality Check. I can't say we saw a whole lot of Andrew Reed and Titan because they pretty much were beating the crap out of each other, and they really they have some issues, and I think they're very unresolved issues.
I mean, whatever their issue is, it's unfortunately, like you said, Callie, it's still unresolved. And if Andrew Reed's listening right now, I can give him a word of advice. I have a history with the Titan, and Andrew, he hits pretty hard. I'm sure you're aware of that. He's not stupid. He's not something to be taken easily. You really need to prep yourself for him. But at that same time, Andrew Reed, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of him. We don't know what he has in store. And the Titan, he's been around for a while. He's got tricks up his sleeves. He's been around the corner, you know. He knows his way, or he knows a way or two around that ring. But, I mean, does Andrew Reed know more? Only time will tell, I guess.
Absolutely, and that just the crowd reaction to the return of the Swinger was, I don't know what to say about it. And actually, we've actually got another caller on the line, and actually he's somebody I think you're really familiar with, Swayze. He happens to be your co-star.
My co-star, Rex.
Boss, how we doing, boss?
Rex, oh, I've missed you. How was the little business trip I sent you on? Do you take care of him or no?
Oh, boss, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, business got taken care of. I'm the man with the plan, and you know, you sent me to get a job done. Job gets done.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, Rex. Anyway, Kelly, you had something stupid to say?
I was just going to move on to the next match of the night, which was the Homie Don't Play That Challenge, where we saw Pompano Joe take on the master of the DDT, Bruce Gray. And once again, Pompano Joe brings that powder into play.
I didn't see any
powder. He came out victorious.
Rex, did you see any powder?
No, what is she talking about? She sounds stupid.
And, Callie, you want to know who else didn't see the powder? The referee didn't see the powder. Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
He didn't see anything because there was no powder.
I didn't ask you. You two have got to be the most egotistical, obnoxious
beautiful,
individual.
Talented. men in Hollywood. And yes, we are. All because of the boss.
We are the most talented men in Hollywood.
Oh, there's no compliments where you two are concerned. I have the utmost disdain for the two of you in the actions you two choose to take.
Why? What have we done, Callie? What have we done?
What has my boss done except be the greatest tri-state champion the NWF has ever seen? Tell me
one thing he's done
could be pure greatness.
Callie, I'm sorry that I've been beating up everyone's heroes week in and week out. I'm sorry. It's just my job. I don't want to lose that tri-state title. I'm not going to lose that tri-state title. And if someone wants to try and take it from me, they're going to get beat up. Right, Rex?
That's right. That's all there is to it. I think if there's one thing we've learned from the past couple of weeks is that no one gets away with putting their hands on Hollywood Adam Swayze.
Male or female.
We'll get to that in just a minute.
Just remember that,
Callie. Do I look like I'm afraid?
I don't know.
Do I
can't see your face.
Like,
we can't see
do
your
I
face.
Sound like
call
I'm
it in, Callie. How are we supposed to know what you look like?
Do I sound like I'm afraid?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Then you need your hearing checked. You definitely need your hearing checked, boys. Anyway. We also had the tag team championships on the line when the Natty Boys defended against the former champions, the Crimson Mafia. There seemed to be some miscommunication between the Mercenary and Lord Crew.
Because I was able to catch just a glimpse of that match, and you know, I had to get all my things checked out, you know, make sure the title looked nice on me and everything before I went out there. And, you know, the Crimson Mafia, they've been together for such a long time that it's just a hiccup in the road, honestly. That's all it is. And they just need to get over it. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get over it. You know, frustrations happen. I get it. But as soon as they get over this, you're looking at the next tag team champions right there, the Crimson Mafia.
Ace, do you have something you'd like to add?
No.
Please.
No. Not this time, but we do have another guest on the line.
Bring him on.
He's already on.
I'm already here. I've been here. How dare you keep me waiting? Adam Swayze and Rex have been carrying this show for the past 20 minutes or so. Callie and Ace Diamond, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. But thank goodness Adam Swayze's here. The ratings have already tripled. The number of subscribers have already doubled just since he's been on the air.
Mr. Nate Pelley, how are you doing, sir? It's so nice to hear from you.
Mr. CEO,
Adam,
you sound great. You sound great.
Adam, Rex, it is so great to hear from you guys. You guys have been laying on the line here tonight, telling it just like it is. I appreciate your honesty, your straightforwardness, the fact that you're saying exactly what happened this past Saturday night at Spooktacular. And, you know, just it's ridiculous. Miss Callie's on here talking about, you know, people cheating and stuff like that, people using powder. Well, you know, Rex didn't see powder. Adam Swayze didn't see powder. I didn't see powder. The referee didn't see powder. That's four eyewitnesses that didn't see powder. Callie's the only one who saw powder. That's not going to hold up in court, let's be honest.
It won't. And trust me, I know a thing or two about lawyers.
Oh, I'm sure you do. But let's just continue on the subject we were on. There seems like there's, especially after the ending of that match, a lot of controversy, a lot of misgivings between the Mercenary and Lord crew. Could we see the beginning of the end of the Crimson Mafia?
I honestly don't think we are. Like I said, I think it's just a little speed bump in the road that they just, once they get over it, they'll be back to the same old Crimson Mafia they've been, and they'll be new tag team champions shortly.
Absolutely. You know, and Miss Callie, you should be ashamed of yourself for trying to stir the pot like this. Because let's be honest, you know, even the best of friends, you know, family members, we all have our little quarrels here and there, you know. Maybe you don't agree on what type of pizza you should get, or, you know, how much caviar you should order, or whatever it is that, you know, these guys might have their little problems about. But the fact of the matter is the Crimson Mafia for a long time have been a dominant force in the NWF. And, you know, they had a little issue the other night, and that's all right. It happens. They're going to get back on the same page, and I agree with Adam Swayze. They're going to be the tag team champions again.
I don't know what you two were watching, because I surely saw a great deal of tension, and that didn't
Kelly,
look
I
pretty.
I don't know what you're watching. We were watching the show. You were
probably
on Facebook or something.
You're pretty sure Callie's going to be telling us that they threw powder in that match, too. Isn't that right? I mean, there was no powder involved. Come on.
I didn't see powder in the tag team match. I only saw that in one match.
But you're still wrong. There was no powder in that match.
Yeah.
Were you even there, you big lug?
Were you? No.
Whoa, language.
Taking care of business. Rex was taking care of business. Now, Callie, be honest with me. Were you watching the show in Fairfield, or were you watching one of the great Adam Swayze films?
No, I was watching the show. Why would I waste my time watching a worm like you?
Because it's the
greatest.
A
worm. Oh, my. Oh,
you
yeah,
better watch
I,
the way you talk about my boss.
Remember, Charlie, male or female, I don't care.
Adam Swayze puts down anybody in Adam Swayze's way.
Really? So he's going to take credit for Nikki victory?
What do you mean?
Nikki victory, who, by the way, it should be pointed out, wouldn't even show her face in Fairfield this past Saturday night. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Callie,
you
talk about credit. I don't know what you mean. Adam Swayze dropped Nikki Victory in front of all those people.
He did. You want to know something that I find crazy? Nikki Victory isn't there in Fairfield to try and get some sort of revenge on Adam Swayze. There's nothing there. And you want to know who isn't there either? Her best friend, her bestie, Big Mama, wasn't there either. And where was Big Mama the night Adam Swayze laid out Nikki Victory? Huh.
But I heard she was back in the kitchen, boss.
She probably was, Rex, because that's where they belong.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you guys more.
That is the most hypocritical garbage I've ever heard. Two of the most talented women on that roster. And I completely stand behind any decision those two women make.
Oh, so you stand behind the decision of her putting her hands on me? Huh?
Unprovoked, I might add.
Not only on me, but she also put her hands on my agent, Gideon Weinstein. Now, remember, Gideon Weinstein's not a wrestler. He's an agent. There's no reason for him to be involved in any of that at all.
And not only that, Gideon Weinstein is a gentleman.
The best.
A fine, upstanding member of the community.
Greatest
somebody who,
man
you know, all this man does is he goes to orphanages, he reads stories to these poor little kids, he donates so much time and money to charities. I mean, Gideon Weinstein is the type of person we should all strive to be. And then Nikki Victory comes along and just, you know, unprovoked is harassing him. and, you know, it gets physical with the poor man. I'm surprised he didn't press charges, quite honestly.
He should have. He should have. Nate Pelley, I just have to say, I am such a big fan of yours, honestly. That means so much. Gideon's not here right now. He's doing other business calls. He's trying to get me more roles and everything. But sincerely, from the bottom of his heart, thank you.
Absolutely.
Get a room.
Only if it's the penthouse.
Oh, Jesus, God, help me.
Callie, you're going to ask some pertinent questions.
Okay, how's this sound? You say Gideon's not a wrestler. He's just an agent.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his interference in your match from this past Saturday versus Jesse Hyde.
What interference?
Which got you the victory.
You
really?
Know what happened there, Callie? I knew as soon as you started talking, you're going to try to talk about Gideon Weinstein getting involved in that match. You know what he was doing, actually? He was up there on the apron trying to tell the referee something, and he tripped over the bottom rope and stumbled into the ring. You know, it was obvious that it was a pure accident that Gideon Weinstein tripped and fell into the ring like that. And you know, inadvertently, you know, maybe nudged Jesse Hyde just a little bit in that process. I mean, it's no big deal. Getting blown way out of proportion.
Exactly. If anything, Jesse Hyde should have been disqualified, honestly. Nate, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job or anything, but maybe in the rule book you need to write down that using the ring post should be an illegal move. That's what he did.
Oh, absolutely.
Gideon Weinstein tried to get into the ring to show the referee how to do his job. And he fell, tripped into Jesse Hyde, you know. What happened after that is be obvious, and that's that Adam Swayze retained his Tri-State Championship.
And yet you volunteered. You voluntarily put Gideon in a match when we returned to Fairfield on November 17th.
I did. And the reason for it is because everyone – Terry – You're so much like these other schmucks, as Gideon would call you. And you all want to see Gideon get hit. You all want to see him get attacked for whatever reason. Well, next time we're in Fairfield, there's your chance. It's not going to happen. But by some sort of mistake, or maybe if I have Jesse Hyde down and he's begging me to stop, maybe I'll tag in Gideon. You know, he was raised in the mean streets of Brooklyn. He was raised right next to Rex, wasn't he, Rex?
Yeah, he was.
He was?
He took me under his wing when I was just a little guy. Best man I know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And maybe Gideon Weinstein wants to get in there and show Jesse Hyde how they do it in Brooklyn. So, I'm giving him the chance to do that. Let's talk about 2 months ago when Jesse Hyde put his hand on Gideon Weinstein for no reason at all. Let's talk about that. Oh, but we don't want to talk about that because Gideon's a bad guy, right?
Jesse Hyde would never unprovoked put his hands on anybody that wasn't competing in the match or trying to interfere. And if
Are you
Gideon
sure about
was
that,
interfering,
Cal? Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am. I've known Jesse Hyde for a long time. He's went off the beaten path a little bit once in a while. He has been on the straight and narrow for the longest time, and he would not have put his hands on that whining, sniveling used car salesman that calls himself an agent. Had he not tried to interfere.
He's never sold a car a day in his life.
I stand corrected, wannabe used car salesman.
Callie, you better watch your tone.
Or what?
I don't know. Go ask Mickey Victory or what? Oh, you can't because she's still in the hospital, huh?
You'd like that, wouldn't you, if she was? You'd like it if she never stepped foot back in that ring, wouldn't you?
If she was smart, she wouldn't.
Well, she's not smart. We've already established that.
Let's discuss one of your boys, Nate. Let's discuss the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, taking on the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams.
Yeah, let's discuss that. You know, it was a tremendous matchup. Jay Donaldson, of course, dominated Aaron Williams for the better part of 10 minutes. And, you know, we've been talking about – what, you got something to say about that? Do you have a comment or something?
I'm letting you go.
Okay. Thank you. So, you know, Jay Donaldson dominated Aaron Williams, who, by the way, you know, everybody talks about Aaron Williams this and Aaron Williams that, and Aaron Williams, he's the, you know, former champion of this promotion and that promotion. He won this tournament. And he's been here and done that. Well, guess what? Jay Donaldson, you know, pretty much wiped the floor with Aaron Williams. Aaron Williams barely got any offense in all night long. But what the big problem in that matchup was, the turning point in that matchup, Jay Donaldson, as we all know, has an injured ankle. He injured his ankle a month or so ago at Bone Crushers. He was stretching his ankle. His ankle accidentally touched the rope there as he was trying to pin Aaron Williams, and the referee gets all over Jay Donaldson's case. He accuses Jay Donaldson of trying to put his feet on the ropes to get extra leverage to try to pin Aaron Williams. And the fact of the matter is, Callie, and you can't deny this, Jay Donaldson doesn't need extra additional leverage to pin Aaron Williams. He could have done it at any point in the match he wanted to. So why would he put his feet on the ropes?
Why would he put his feet on the ropes when he had laid Aaron Williams out? Aaron Williams wasn't kicking out.
No, you're absolutely right.
He was afraid he couldn't get the pinfall otherwise.
Callie, I don't know. Even,
that's all I'm saying.
If there's one thing Jay Donaldson has, Jay Donaldson's got plenty of confidence. You know why he's got confidence? Because he's a winner. He's not a loser. No matter what the fans say, no matter what the NWF Army says, Jay Donaldson is not a loser. He is a winner.
And
then
the
why is he still wearing that mask?
The only reason why Jay Donaldson is in that mask, like what I said before, Callie, is because Star Rider cheated to beat Jay Donaldson.
It's true.
You even watching the match.
And, you know, let's talk about Star Rider for a second. You know, the whole reason that guy wears a mask, he's a convicted criminal, I can almost guarantee you. He's running from the law, probably somewhere down in Texas. You know, he hides underneath that mask so the cops don't come after him. He comes to the NWF, and he perpetrates crime after crime and cheats in every one of his matches. It's a disgrace.
Are you serious? Are you seriously calling the Star Rider a cheater?
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling
him
a criminal.
Yeah.
A cheater is somebody who plays Monopoly and takes a couple extra dollars for themselves. That's a cheater. Star Rider is a straight-A criminal.
When you prove, I would love to see it, because I will call your bluff on that right now. And actually, that would be defamation of character, which he could sue you for.
Oh, he could sue me maybe, but the problem is he would have to actually go to court and reveal what his real name is. And the moment he does that, the authorities are coming for him, and he's going back to wherever it is he came from, whatever rock it is he crawled from underneath, and he's going to do time in the pokey like the common criminal he is.
What in the world ever happened to you? You used to be such an upstanding person. Oh, wait,
you know
I forgot.
You got smart. That's what happened.
You would think that. But speaking of matches that didn't go, I will concede to the fact on this one. Lexus Montez and Nasty Russ. Lexus Montez walked out of Fairfield, still unified champion. Russ said his feet were on the ropes. The referee did not see Nasty Russ's foot on the ropes.
Wow.
I will agree.
Shocker.
That match should have continued.
Once again, the referee not doing his job. Man, wouldn't see that coming, would I? Nate.
He never does his job in your match, otherwise you wouldn't still have that belt.
So, you know, we're getting a reoccurring theme here. The referees in the NWF are missing calls left and right, and they're being egged on by people like you, Callie, who, you know, want to come out here and say, oh, this happened, and this didn't happen, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's disgraceful, quite honestly, among other things. Disgraceful is a good word.
I just admitted that match should have continued. It shouldn't have ended the way it ended.
Oh,
give me a break.
Oh.
I don't give much credit for a lot of stuff.
What good does that do us now? We're 4 days removed from the event, Callie? 4 days later, you say, oh, it shouldn't have ended that way. Well, it shouldn't have ended that way. The match should have resumed right then and there. And Lexis Montez shouldn't be the unified champion.
The thing that blows my mind is that Jay Donaldson needs to stretch his ankle out during the match because it could be broken for all we know. We don't know. He needs to stretch it out, and he barely touches the rope, and the referee, he's on the ropes. He will stop the count. But then Nasty Russ clearly puts his foot on the rope, and the ref just, I'm just going to pretend to not see anything. Look, I'm an actor, and that's terrible acting on the referee's part.
That's the kind of acting you would expect to see on a Hallmark movie, which Adam Swayze, by the way, I know would never lower himself to be on some garbage like that.
Oh, that's gross. Real gross.
Yeah, I mean, Callie, let's be honest. You know, the referee blew the call. Lexis Montez should not be the Unified Champion. End of story.
Now, I'm not going to say Lexis shouldn't be the champion, but that match should have resumed. There should have been a clear-cut winner. And unfortunately for Nasty Russ, that did not happen. Although I did see where Nasty Russ has challenged Lexis Montez once again. So we will just have to wait and see this Saturday in Covington if Lexis Montez accepts the challenge of Nasty Russ.
And, you know, I'll tell you right now, Lexis Montez is not going to. He's afraid of Nasty Russ because he knows he's going to lose the title to him. Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Honestly, Nate, and this is just me throwing my two cents in, but if I were you, I would say if Lexis doesn't accept the challenge, he has to be stripped of that title, wouldn't he?
That's a good point. Good point.
You know all the critics would be begging you to take the Tri-State title from me if I didn't want to defend it against someone.
That's very true.
That's a good point. If you're going to have a title, you got to be a fighting champion. And that's what Hollywood Adam Swayze is, a fighting champion, Miss Kelly. He has accepted challenges from everybody, lined them up, knocked them down. But here you have Lexis Montez getting away with a victory he didn't deserve.
Now, I'm not going to say Lexis didn't deserve a victory, but I'm still agreeing with the fact Russ's foot was on the ropes. The referee missed the call. End of story. I would actually like to see the match happen again. And this time, let there be a clear-cut winner. I have no love lost for Nasty Russ. I think he's a sleaze. I don't like his tactics. However, he does deserve another shot because his foot was on the rope. And I think Lexis Montez is man enough that he will give him another shot, whether it be this Saturday in Covington or whether it be on a different night. But I think Lexis is man enough to give him that shot. Speaking of people getting title shots, however, let's talk about the main event of Fairfield. The protected ones, Muldoon and the NWF champion Ryan Stone taking on the man, Roger Ruffin, and the returning Calypso. Nate, you had a pretty good view of that match.
I had a spectacular view of Ryan Stone pounding the face of Calypso with his fist. I had a tremendous view of Muldoon choking the life out of that fossil, Roger Ruffin. And Callie, I know what you're going to say next. You're right, exactly. And Callie, I know what you're going to say next. You're going to say, Well, Calypso pinned the NWF champion. Calypso pinned Brian Stone right in the middle of the ring. And you know how that happened, Callie? Do I need to explain it to you again? Because you seem to have trouble with your memory. I don't know if maybe you've been in an accident or something like that, and you have this memory loss going on or whatever. But what happened in that matchup? Roger Ruffin brought a taser to the ring. Roger Ruffin used that taser, which he brought to the ring himself, on Ryan Stone. How is that fair?
Again, you need an eye exam or something, because Ryan Stone was who brought that taser into play. Oh, gee, let me think. Probably got it from you, because that seems to be your MO. You like to tase people.
Where would I carry a taser? I'm not a police officer. Why would I need to have a taser?
Nate, Pelly,
come on,
I have
Callie,
seen you
let's be logical here. The bottom line in the situation, Callie.
Ryan Stone doesn't lose his title. What's that?
So here's what the gist of the situation is. Yeah, Calypso pinned Ryan Stone, and you know Calypso and Roger Ruffin were jumping around, pooping and hollering, high-fiving each other, and leading the NWF Army in these chants and these cheers and getting all wound up about something. Well, guess what? The title wasn't on the line. So as far as I'm concerned, that matchup, yeah, it can go down in the record books. Calypso pinned Ryan Stone. Who is the NWF champion, Callie?
And he was beside himself about it.
Ace Diamond, who
Absolutely.
Is the NWF champion right now?
Answer the question, Callie.
That
who
would be
it?
Ryan Stone.
Correct. So Saturday night, November 17th, 23 years of the Northern Wrestling Federation. And over those 23 years, you know who the greatest NWF champion of all time has been? You know who the greatest villain of all time has been? Go ahead and answer it, Callie. You know you want to.
Oh, I'll agree with you. Ryan Stone has been the greatest villain, although he is the only four-time NWF champion. I refuse to concede to the fact that he is the best NWF champion ever.
Well, yeah, I didn't expect you to concede anything, but the fact is, going into the 23rd anniversary show, Ryan Stone is the Northern Wrestling Federation champion, and he is going to put that title on the line against Calypso. And I know the NWF Army is all in a tizzy, and they're all buzzing and talking about this on social media about how Calypso has risen from the grave. He's come back. It's like the second coming here, and he's been unstoppable, and he already pinned Ryan Stone once, and if he pins him, yeah, I know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. You think Calypso is going to beat Ryan Stone. I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen. This little fairy tale, this little, you know, comeback story, whatever you want to call it with Calypso, it's going to end in a sad, sad note. It's going to be like one of Adam Swayze's great movies that he's been in, where it looks like, you know, maybe that good guy is going to overcome all the odds, and he's going to win one for the team, and he's going to make everybody happy and smiley, and then at the end, it's not going to happen. There will be no fairy tale. There will be no happy ending because Ryan Stone is going to beat Calypso November the 17th. And not only is he going to beat him, do you remember what I said after that match? Callie, do you remember what I said to Calypso? If he can beat Ryan Stone, he's the NWF champion. Very simple. But if Calypso loses, and when I say if, I mean when Calypso loses, then he will be terminated from the NWF. Just like Jordan Clearwater before him, we're going to send Calypso packing where we never have to see him again.
Nate Pelly, I don't know what better of a decision you made, firing Jordan Clearwater or firing Calypso. And I say firing Calypso because, I mean, we all know Ryan Stone's going to beat him. I mean, duh.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. You know, Calypso, he got lucky one time. You know, it happens, but it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, absolutely positive. Lightning can't strike twice in the same building.
Somebody brought this up to me. They told me that Calypso has never been pinned in Fairfield, Ohio. Do you believe that, Callie? They say Calypso has never lost. Every single time he's been in Fairfield, Ohio, he's ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to continue.
That's
it's going to stop.
That streak ends on the 23rd anniversary.
So which one of your boys is interfering to make sure that happens? Because we both know
Callie can't do it on his own. Don't be ridiculous. You know, you want to talk about, you know, my boys interfere. Which one of my boys interfered the other night? None of them. It's not necessary. Ryan Stone is a fighting champion. He's a man. He'll beat Calypso one-on-one. He doesn't need any outside interference. Now, you want to talk about outside interference?
Okay.
I'd be willing to bet you, you know, some schmuck like Star Rider will try to stick his nose in it, or Josh Adams, or Roger Ruffin, or one of those guys. They're going to try to get involved. I can almost guarantee you. And quite honestly, Callie, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I'm going to try to think of a way that we can make sure it doesn't happen.
I mean, Nate, you said Roger Ruffin, but I don't know. I don't know if Rogers Walker can get down to the ring fast enough. Honestly, I mean, honestly, let's just talk about it. It's going to be bell rings, Rhinestone decimates Calypso, 1, 2, 3. That's it. Rhinestone's still at an NWF champion, and Calypso's gone. That's how fast it's going to go.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Adam Swayze is right again. And, you know, it's this narrative out there that Calypso has Ryan Stone's number, or that Calypso is this unstoppable force, or he's just, you know, that much better than everybody else. It's all going to come to a crashing, fiery end November 17th at the 23rd anniversary show.
While I'm not going to claim Calypso is unstoppable, I do think he has Ryan Stone's number. The fear on the face of Ryan Stone said everything in Fairfield. The shock.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a comment. I mean, the shock and dismay and fear, that those aren't even in Ryan Stone's vocabulary, Callie. Let's be honest. Ryan Stone is a calculated, cunning, tremendous athlete, a great champion, the greatest villain of all time, and he's going to walk out November 17th still the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. And I can't wait to look into the eyes of each and every member of the NWF Army, see the tears welling up in their eyes, trickling down their cheeks. It's going to make me very happy, and it's going to be the greatest Thanksgiving about a week later that I've ever experienced. I'll be sitting there being served my turkey and my mashed potatoes and my green bean casserole, and I'll go around the table and I'll say, what are we all thankful for? And I'll say, I'm thankful for Ryan Stone, and I'm thankful he is still the champion, and I'm thankful I never have to hear that ridiculous music of Calypso's again. I never have to see that ridiculous flag he carries, and I never have to see his ridiculous face again.
While I won't say Ryan Stone won't walk out of the anniversary show still champion, will it be because he was able to pin or make Calypso submit, or will it be because he got himself disqualified so he could keep his title?
Technicalities, Callie, it doesn't matter.
Oh, but see, if he gets himself disqualified, you can't fire Calypso, because that would mean Calypso didn't lose.
Actually, Kelly, Nate Tully can do whatever he wants. He owns the company.
You know, Kelly, you're on thin ice with me. I know right now you're technically not a Northern Wrestling Federation employee because you're on the Matt Chat show, but, you know, you better start watching the way that you talk to me and the way that you address me and the way that you talk down to Adam Swayze and to Rex all night long. This man that is on the phone right now, he's the Tri-State champion. He is A-lister in Hollywood. He is being clamored for by every major movie studio out there. Rex is the hottest up-and-comer, not only in the Northern Wrestling Federation, but in all of Hollywood as well. He is going to be right there next to Adam Swayze on every marquee for the next 25, 30, 40 years. And you're showing those two no respect, and you're showing me no respect, Callie, and it's going to change. And it's going to change right now going forward.
Respect is earned. And truth be told, I did at one point. I had a hell of a lot of respect for you, Nate Pelley.
Callie,
until you decided to
turn your back on everybody. I'm telling you. If it doesn't change, Callie, I can put Rex in the limo and he can go over to the studio wherever you're at and take care of business.
That's right, Callie. I've been telling you all night, watch your tone. Watch the way you're speaking to the Tri-State Champion, Adam Swayze. Watch the way you're speaking to the CEO, Nate Pelley. And frankly, watch the way you're speaking to me. Because when you're speaking to the three of us, in the tone you're speaking to us in, something bad is going to happen. Nate Pelley doesn't deserve the disrespect he's getting right now. He just gave us the highest compliments we've ever been paid. And, sir, let me tell you, that means a lot. You're a swell guy, one of the best I know. Means a lot coming from you. My boss, the Hollywood Adam Swayze, greatest tri-state champion the NWF has ever seen, deserves more than you flinging insulted him all night. So if he tells me that there's business to be handled, well, Miss Callie, don't be surprised if you see me in the future.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of something bad about to happen, depends on how you look at bad or who it's bad for. Let's talk a little bit about this upcoming Saturday night. The NWF has a doubleheader weekend, and it all kicks off this Saturday in Covington, Kentucky. We're going to see the ladies in a tag team match.
Will we? Is Nikki Victory going to be there? Is she?
I believe she will.
Yeah,
Hold on.
Is Big Mama going to get herself out of the kitchen long enough?
You want to know who's going to be in Covington? Adam Swayze is going to be in Covington, Kentucky at Hits. And if I see Nikki Victory in Covington, it doesn't even have to be at Hits. If I see her in Covington, cool. It's going to be a real, real bad day for her.
They'll be taking on Rudy Jordan and Green.
I know, sir? I speak for Adam Swayze and Rex when I say this as well, but you guys got to admit, of all of the places the Northern Wrestling Federation goes, whether it be Wilmington or Fairfield or Bone Crushers or Covington, the people in Covington, Kentucky, they are the stinkiest, most disgusting, most despicable fans anywhere in the Northern Wrestling Federation. Am I right?
Beyond right.
You
couldn't have been more right. Honestly, Kentucky is the grossest state in all of America. Like, let's just be honest there. I mean, it's definitely no California, and Covington is no Hollywood. And, you know, Nate, you pay me a lot to do it, and that's why, you know, I don't mind flying out to Covington and, you know, busting a few faces up. I don't mind it. But the people have got to change.
The best thing about Covington, Kentucky is the fact that it's close to the airport, which means you can get the heck out of there really, really fast.
We're also going to see debuting in tag team action the team that calls themselves Pretty Perfect, Jordan Cage and ATM. Legendary Larry D's in action. And then let's talk about what could be really bad for the team of Jay Donaldson, Lord Crew, David Tyler, and Pompano Joe. They're going to be in a War Games match held inside the steel cage, taking on the Star Rider, Josh Adams, the Titan, an Impact Hall of Famer, the Monster Abyss.
Yeah, that's going to be an incredible matchup.
Not close doors. It is. I'll back you on it. That's going to be a phenomenal match.
What I personally am looking forward to is a packed Wrestling Hall of Famer coming home to the Northern Wrestling Federation and getting humiliated by Jay Donaldson, David Tyler, Lord Crew, and Pompano Joe. It's going to be tremendous.
You want to know what I'm looking forward to the most? When the Impact Hall of Famer, the Monster Abyss, is laying on his back and the referee's hand comes down for three, and then Jay Donaldson can finally take that mask off.
Oh, it will be a glorious moment. All the chicky babies will be so excited to see the 22-year-old stud's face once again. It is going to be something you don't want to miss in Covington. Finally, the mask is coming off.
Lord help me, I hope not. That mask was the best thing to ever happen to him.
Miss Callie,
yeah,
I think Callie,
again, thank you so much. Yes.
I think we should get you a mask.
Oh,
you
my God,
even,
Rex, that's
you,
the best thing
you
said all,
mask
that's the
your
best thing you've said all night.
Ouch, I'm so shocked by the fact you said it.
Well, what I think we should do is I think we should kick Callie off the show and just talk to Ace all night.
Now we're talking. That, boss, that is one of another great ideas coming from you.
And then the very next day, Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. at Bone Crushers, the future stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation are going to be in action. Andre Makarov is holding a main roster open challenge. I'm actually somewhat interested to see who actually answers that.
An idiot's going to answer that, that's who.
An idiot. I thought you'd actually like Andre.
I do
Maybe
like Andre. That's why I'm saying an idiot is going to answer that challenge because he's going to have to step in the ring with him. I mean, Kelly, apparently you don't pay attention. If you cross Andre, you cross Big Cuz, and Big Cuz isn't somebody that you want to cross. That whole family isn't somebody, it aren't people you want to cross.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to speculate or spread rumors about people. But, you know, from what I understand, let's just say those guys have been known to have some of their enemies disappear, go on a permanent vacation. Kind of, you know, Jimmy Hoffa style, if you know what I'm talking about, Callie.
I'm well aware of what you're referring to with that. But since Swayze mentioned Big Cuz, who's also going to be in action, he'll be taking on Josh Adams in a white towel surrender match.
He'll be ripping Josh Adams apart. That's what he'll be doing. I personally can't wait to see that. I can't wait to never see Josh Adams again. If Josh Adams survives War Games somehow, I mean, he has to turn around and then face a 7-foot monster in a white towel surrender match. Do you know what that means, Callie? That means that Josh Adams can't give up on his own will. Kimba has to throw the towel in for Josh Adams. So if Kimba, maybe Kimba wants to, you know, see how long Josh can last, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. See, that's where I think you're wrong. Kimba's going to have Josh Adams back. But he's also not going to throw that towel in unless Josh tells him to throw it in.
If he was smart,
unlike
right
Andre,
now, Kimba would be throwing that towel in right now.
As I was saying, unlike Andre, who threw the towel in on Big Cuz at the last Future Stars event. Maybe he doesn't think Big Cuz can handle himself.
Once again, Cali doesn't wash the product. Shocker, I'm so surprised. Andre didn't throw the towel in. Andre dropped the towel, and the referee, once again, the referee's fault. Nate, we really need to do something about these referees. Misinterprets it, rings the bell, thinks Andre's thrown the towel in for Big Cuz. Did you not see Big Cuz almost immediately get up after that? You really think he was in any danger at all?
He looked like he was in pretty excruciating pain, if you ask me.
He was asking you.
You know, Callie, let's be honest right now. Your attitude and the way that you are misinterpreting things, I'm going to have a talk with Ace Diamond. I think you should be replaced on this show. We should get somebody, and I can't believe I'm saying this, who has more credibility than you, and that would be Sean Bossman at this point.
Oh.
Wow. To the point of your wow.
Yeah, I can't believe I said that either, but Sean Bossman would be doing a much better job at this than you right now, Callie, because at least Bossman, well, I was going to say something nice about him, but then I realized there's nothing nice to say about Bossman either, but at least he's a guy, and he's not you misinterpreting things and constantly making up lies about fine, upstanding members of the NWF roster.
Name one person I have made up a lie about in this whole conversation.
Adam Swayze. Hollywood Adam Swayze, the Tri-State Champion.
Yep, absolutely.
The
I don't think we have enough time on the rest of the show.
Speaking of Hollywood Adam Swayze, your co-star is also going to be in action Sunday at the Future Star Show, taking on fan favorite D.C. Holloway.
Yeah, Rex is going to be handling business. That's what he's going to be doing.
Miss Kelly.
And why? See, okay, so let's talk about D.C. Holloway and how much of an idiot this man is. I have a spot, an open spot on my set where if you beat me, you're able to get that spot. DC never beat me. He never got that spot. And because DC couldn't beat me time after time after time again, I had to go out and find my own co-star, and that's when I found Rex. And now DC's trying to take food off from the table. For Rex, he's trying to take Rex's money away from this. Rex, I don't know about you, but I'd be pretty mad about it.
Boss, Miss Callie, we have given him warning after warning, chance after chance to stay off of the set. But then he made his last mistake. At the last Student Star show, he hands on Hollywood Adam Swayze. Through a cheap shot, through the security and the referees, he speared Hollywood Adam Swayze. I looked him in his eyes, and I told him that I was going to end his career. I got out of the ring to make sure my boss was okay, take him to the trailer, and freshen him up. I asked for a match, one last match with D.C. Holloway. So I will tell you right now and anyone listening, come November 4th at the Future Star Show, me versus D.C., this is his last take in Hollywood. And that, boss, tell him what that is.
That's a wrap.
Speaking of exciting action at the Future Stars, we're going to have Nikki Victory as she takes on...
Will we?
Ella.
Is she going to be there?
You keep poking like she's going to be there, Miss Kelly. Have we not addressed how Hollywood and Swayze put her in the hospital? think she's going to be anywhere.
Nikki Vicky is a fighter. If she says she's going to be there, her word is good enough for me. I have complete faith in the fact that Nikki Victory will show up.
Callie, Nikki Victory said all of this while she was still conscious. Nikki Victory is not conscious right now.
Are you sure? Have you checked on her?
No, because I don't want to know how she's doing. I hope she's in the most pain, in the worst pain of her life, honestly.
That is a very cruel and very ungentleman-like thing to say.
Well, it was very unladylike to put her hands on Adam Swayze, wasn't it?
You pushed her to that point.
Callie, what are you talking? Callie, Nikki Victory challenged me to a match while the owner, Nate Perry, wasn't even there, so she's already breaking the rules because women are not allowed to be fighting the men. She challenged me to a match. I accepted it because I'm a fighting champion. Like I said before, if I would have declined that match, all the critics, and I'm sure even you, Callie, would be blowing up Nate Pelly's phone, telling him to take the Tri-State title away from me. Am I wrong?
Considering your title wasn't going to be on the line, there was no need to call Mr. Nate Pelly to tell him to take the Tri-State title off of you. I have a very strong belief in, if you defend your title at least every 30 days, I'm okay with it. Now, if you start ducking competitors, I wouldn't call for the title to be stripped off of you. I would call for the match to be forced to happen. See, I'm very fair like that.
Well, the match that Nikki Victory and I had was completely fair. It's just unfortunate for her that Adam Swayze maybe hit her a little too hard. Maybe Adam Swayze dropped her a little too hard, you know, but that's what happens in professional wrestling. You know, there's an old saying, it ain't ballet. And I know Nikki Victory is used to doing ballet and everything, but newsflash, this ain't it.
Nobody, not Nikki Victory, not Big Mama, no woman training in this company believes that this is ballet. And truth
you know, Miss Callie,
yes, sir.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish your statement. Go ahead.
I wish to God you'd wake up and you'd let those women fight the men. They deserve that much.
No, they don't.
You know, the only thing they deserve is they deserve the opportunity to go make a sandwich. They deserve the opportunity to go pick up my dry cleaning. They deserve the opportunity to maybe open the door of the limousine for Adam Swayze and Rex and Gideon Weinstein when they arrive to the arena. But that's all the opportunity they deserve. And Callie, you know, I know my time is valuable. I know Adam Swayze's time is valuable. Do you have any more pertinent questions, important things that you need to discuss? Because quite frankly, I'm tired of being insulted and just being lied to all night long by someone of your stature.
Okay, if I insulted you, I'm sorry if you can't handle the truth. Swayze, I really wish I could say I cared if I insulted you, but I don't.
That's it. Miss Callie, I'm telling you for the last time, you better watch the way you speak to these two men.
Callie, I'm sure Gideon will have the lawyers call you. He'll be expecting a phone call sometime tomorrow. And if it's not a phone call, if someone knocks on your door, please don't answer it because it's Rex. So, and once that door opens, there's no turning back.
Be the last thing you see.
God, I love these idle threats you make. please follow through on one of them.
You could be your idol. Hollywood Adam Swayze should be your idol because he is the greatest champion to ever be in the NWF. Miss Kelly, idolize him. That's the smartest thing you've said all night, that man is your idol.
You need your hearing checked because I said making idol threats. That
your idol made a threat. That's what I'm... What do you mean by here? You just said it again. Your idol made a threat.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my God. You would. Fans, make sure you check out this doubleheader weekend. Tickets are available at Disc and That on Turfway Road. Also, they're also available at Hit Indoor Baseball. And then 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, you can see the future stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation in action. You don't want to miss a moment of it. Also, get your pre-sale tickets for Saturday, November the 17th, as we return to Fairfield, Ohio, where we are going to honor the class of 2018, Mr. Kirk Shepherd, and the technical fitness machine, Tiny Tim. All that and so much more. So be sure you get your tickets for all these events, and we will see everybody this Saturday in Covington. Mr. Nate Pelley, have a good night. Swayze and Rex, don't let the door hit you.
Just pay me next time, Callie.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ace. I hope to hear from you soon.
I enjoyed half of my time here, which is pretty good, I'd say. So, we'll do this again.
Absolutely. Ace Diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was NWF CEO and owner Nate Pelley, Hollywood Adam Swayze, and his co-star Rex. I want to thank those three gentlemen for being on the show. Miss Callie, it's a pleasure as always. Have a good night, everybody.